Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is threatening not to sign a massive year-end bill passed by lawmakers that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. Trump complained in a video tweeted Tuesday night that the bill's $600 payment to most Americans is not enough. Trump said he wants Congress to increase the direct payments to Americans to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. Following Trump's comments, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that Democrats are ready to bring the increased payment proposal to the floor this week by unanimous consent. An aide said Pelosi would put the proposal forward Thursday for a vote. President-elect Joe Biden expressed empathy with struggling families and applauded Congress for passing the coronavirus aid bill, adding that it was a down payment on a broader relief bill he plans to introduce when he takes office in January. United States health officials are trying to tamp down fears about a mutant strain of the coronavirus that's spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the past 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that is overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said on Tuesday that the United Kingdom's coronavirus variant had not yet been detected here in the U.S. United States Health Secretary Alex Azar told media network Fox News that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines should be effective at preventing illness from the mutant strain. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Japan on Wednesday announced a suspension of the entry of non-Japanese citizens into the country from the United Kingdom from December 24th. Japan's top government spokesperson said the new border measure was due, measures that is, were due to the recent outbreak of the new variant of the coronavirus in Britain. No end date for the border measures was announced. Japan requested people refrain from short-term travels to the United Kingdom. All residents will have to quarantine for 14 days when returning or entering Japan. The leading U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, on Tuesday received the initial dose of the newest COVID-19 vaccine alongside other federal health leaders who help oversee its development. Fauci received the vaccine developed jointly by the NIH and U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna, which was just approved for emergency use last week. President-elect Biden said it will take months to roll back some of President Trump's actions on immigration, including restrictive asylum policies. Susan Rice, Biden's incoming domestic policy advisor, and Jake Sullivan, his pick for national security advisor, as well as Biden himself, warned that moving too quickly could create a new crisis at the border. President Trump, on Tuesday, pardoning 15 people, including Republican allies. Trump announced a pardon for George Papadopoulos, his 2016 campaign advisor, whose conversation helped trigger the Russia investigation that shadowed Trump's presidency for nearly 2 years. Trump also commuted the sentences of 5 others. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai applied for bail in the High Court Wednesday, after bail was denied at the magistrate court last Saturday. He has been charged under the city's national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. Lai is the most high-profile person out of more than 24 charged under the sweeping law since it was imposed by Beijing back in June. An Israel-divided government has collapsed, triggering the country's 4th election in under 2 years. The Peruvian government approved the supreme decree that extends the state of national emergency for 31 calendar days because of the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic on the lives of Peruvians. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.